shares his tea with a stick of dynamite.
City Talk 105.9.
Just turned 20 minutes past nine. Thank you for tuning in. City Talk 105.9, we're the voice of Liverpool. A reminder, Pete Price returns tonight from 10 with Late Night City. Which Scouser would you immortalise in stone? That's a question that Pete is posing tonight after 10. And also, Peter's got a very special announcement to make tonight. Something very big is happening in Pricey's life towards the end of the year. Be listening from 10 and he'll reveal all. God, even I'm intrigued. That's Late Night City, tonight from 10 here at City Talk 105.9, where the voice of Liverpool, we're angry. We're angrier than ever before. Not just here on the Duncan Bark Show, which acts as a platform for anger for many, many people across Liverpool, North Wales and the Great North West, but we're all angry as a nation. But why is it? What makes you angry? 61025 is my text number. Start your message with the word talk. Leave a space. Add your comments. What triggers it? Because I don't think there's one common trigger that we'll talk to some experts inside the next 20 minutes and find out why. I think it could be the smallest thing that just sets you off. The straw that breaks the camel's back. And maybe it's just a symptom of life in the 21st century where it's more complicated than ever before. Maybe more stressful than ever before. But why? How do we allow ourselves to get into this situation? Emails come into Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm. Let's say good morning to a gentleman by the name of David Wilson, who's behind the website, which is called Anger Planet. He joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Duncan.
This is a complex issue. You're an expert. Why are we angrier than ever?
Well, I'm not sure that we are angrier than ever, Duncan. I think what's happening is that anger is becoming more popular in the sense that more people are prepared to talk about it. In my experience over the years, many people have been ashamed of admitting to being angry, but now, judging by the amount of communication we get through our website and on our phones, People are actually confronting their anger and wanting to do something about it to a much larger degree.
Okay, so for what you're saying so far, the levels of anger have always existed, and maybe they've always been at the same level, but more so than ever, we're talking about it, so therefore it seems more of an issue.
Sure, absolutely right. I mean, that being said, there are reasons why anger might be greater. For example, one of the causes of anger is having unrealistic expectations. And I would say that we are subject in the consumer society to a very high level of expectations about what we should, or I stress the word should, should achieve in terms of our sexuality, in terms of how much we earn, in terms of what kind of car we drive. And if we don't match up to those expectations, we're going to feel angry. We're going to think there's something wrong with us.
Okay, well, where are those expectations come from? Who is setting them? Are you pointing the finger at the media, at the consumer world, advertisers? Well, where should we be looking?
Well, we should be looking at both, because anger has many, many layers to it, and one of the layers is cultural. So therefore, we can actually get angry if we're not achieving what we think we ought to achieve. But our anger can also be driven by internal factors. If we're suffering from low self-esteem, if I'm not being a good father or a good parent, or I'm making mistakes in my job and my esteem, self-esteem can fall, and that can also drive my anger very powerfully.
The website Anger Planet's been going for a while. What was the ethos behind setting the site up?
The ethos is that there are a lot of people out there who are angry and they think there's something wrong with them for being angry, and they don't know what to do about it. And anger is an opportunity, actually, to learn about yourself. We work with hundreds and hundreds of people, and they come to us for anger. And when they start the journey, they find that by looking at their anger and why they're angry, they discover things about their personality they never knew about, and they start to make massive changes in themselves, and they become happier, they become more peaceful, and they start to feel more powerful over time.
Is there a common question or a repeating question that seems to come from people who visit your website? Are there any trends developing?
Absolutely. There are two questions people ask. Is what can I do?
Yeah.
I'm I'm destroying my life, I'm destroying my relationships, I'm having problems at work, I feel helpless, I feel powerless. Is there something I can do? And the answer is that if you want to change, you can change. Yeah. People generally only come to us if they want to change. Sometimes, I mean, even this morning I had a phone call from a lady and she said, we're having terrible problems because my husband is so angry, he's destroying our household, but he doesn't think he's got a problem. What can I do?
Well, this is interesting. So you've actually been contacted by someone who is seeing someone else being angry and actually destroying, if you like, the immediate environment around them. Yet that person themselves doesn't consider themselves to be angry.
Absolutely right, and I'd say that probably accounts for at least 10% of our calls. Because if I'm angry, I often want to blame other people. It's everybody else's fault that I'm angry. And until I start to look at myself and see what's going on inside of me, I'm not going to make any changes. And sadly, what happens is people often come to us too late. They say, well, I've destroyed my marriage. My wife has left me. She's taken the children. I've lost the house. Now I finally admit I've got a problem. What shall I do? Yeah. I don't want to do this all again with the next person.
I just want to revisit something we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, David, which was this idea that the levels of anger have kind of always been at the same level, if you like, but people are becoming more open about it. I mean, surely, though, life has become more complicated. I mean, I can think of at least half a dozen things that exist now which didn't 50 years ago, which would certainly give people cause to be angry, from the way this country has been run politically to the advances in technology.
Sure. Excuse me. I think that's absolutely fair. And as I said before, I think there is something about expectations, unrealistic expectations. Yeah. I need to perform at a certain level, economically, culturally, sexually, whatever. And certainly that's more and more intense. The old chestnut about celebrity culture is very true, because if I compare myself to David Beckham or John Terry or whoever, I'm always going to fall down.
You're not a good footballer and you don't have the six-pack.
That's quite right. How did you know?
What can we do about this? I mean, what's fascinating about this is obviously, and it's the same, if you like, when I talk to people who have got addictions, which I've done on previous radio shows, they're not here. If you talk to someone who's is a drug addict or someone who is abusing alcohol, the first key to this is identifying and admitting you have a problem, correct?
Well, you've raised a really interesting point, because actually anger is an addiction. Both the behaviour is an addiction, because it becomes habitual. Yeah. Something small happens and bang, off I go into my angry behaviour. Yeah. But what's also addictive is the feeling. It's often people come to me and what they admit is actually, I quite like that feeling when my blood starts to rise and my heart starts to pump, because it makes me feel powerful and excited and I miss it. So actually, with anger, we're talking about breaking an addiction to the feeling and also to the behaviour. But what I want to really stress here, Duncan, is when we talk about anger, we always talk about people who explode, people who push their anger outwards. Yeah. But there's just as many, if not more, people who hold their anger in, people who implode. And those people, in a sense, suffer even more, and in a way are more dangerous, because they hold it, and they hold it, and they hold it, and then eventually it has to come out somewhere. But they don't get so much press, because it's not so obvious.
Am I right in thinking that the people you just outlined, the anger is inside them, but it manifests itself in different ways? So whilst they might not be exploding, they might be dealing with it, let's say, with a gambling addiction or even an alcohol addiction.
Well, exactly. Gambling, alcohol, drugs, these all suppress feelings. And actually, when we do anger management, what we're really talking about is working with feelings. Because anger, if you imagine a volcano, the anger is like the smoke and the flames and the fire that pours out the top. But it's driven by something. And it's driven by feelings of fear, of shame, of hurt, of sadness, and of powerlessness. So in order to work on the anger, we have to go down through the volcano and start looking at all those feelings and unblocking and shifting feelings which have often been denied for a very long time. So it's a very profound, as I said, and personality-changing process which takes place.
OK, I just want to pause for a second. Sure. It's just turned 9:30. You're listening to City Talk 105.9 with the Voice of Liverpool. This is the Duncan Barks Show, here every weekday morning from 9 through until midday. First part of the sporting show, talking about anger, putting forward the proposition that people are angrier than ever. The guest on the line is David Wilson, who is behind the website Anger Planet. I've got a couple more questions for you, David, and sure. You know, I'm quite happy. I like to pride myself on being what I call an honest broadcaster, and I'm quite happy to share my listeners stuff about my life. I'll tell you one thing, and maybe you can tell me with your expertise why it might be this thing that might trigger something within me. And it's such a trivial thing, and already I'm thinking I'm slightly embarrassed to reveal it to you and people who are listening this morning. But we get in into the offices here at the radio station at 7 in the morning, okay? And the radio programme goes on air at 9. And we go through all the newspapers, because that's what we do, because we're a talk radio station, and we go on the internet, we look at all of the news wires and stuff. And if there's anything in the newspapers that interests me, I don't cut them out, I photocopy them, because we try and, you know, do it that way, make sure everyone else can get a look at the newspapers. If I find at 10 minutes to 8 the photocopier is jammed, it sends me ritually into orbit. Now, the thing is, in the scheme of things, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because at the end of the day, I could actually use a different photocopier on a different floor of the radio station, or even, last resort, cut the articles out of the paper. But I'll tell you what, if the photocopier is jammed, that is it. I'm like a bear with a sore head for the rest of the day. Why does that trigger in me?
Well, what you're having is actually another manifestation of road rage, Duncan. And road rage, or photocopier rage, or broken-down computer rage, is all about displaced anger. And so it'll be anger that you're carrying from somewhere else, right. Somewhere else, something else that's going on in your life.
Yeah.
And it's in a big sack that you may not even be aware of. Mm. And it just takes one trigger, one moment of powerlessness. And certainly I appreciate the powerlessness around photocopiers and computers and traffic jams. And what that then triggers off is something that's already there. So it's about displaced anger.
All right. I've enjoyed our conversation. Thank you. Just give us the full address of the website.
Okay, it's www.angerplanet.co.uk.
All right. David Wilson from Anger Planet, the website. Thank you very much indeed.
Duncan Barks, weekdays from 9 a.m. on City Talk 105.9.